In the past 7 years, Australia has planted 75,000 hectares of new grapevines, as much as was sown in the previous quarter century. Such frantic activity reflected an industry enjoying great success that began in the mid-1990s, when high prices for grapes encouraged massive investment in Australian vineyards. Pension funds joined the rush to invest in grape harvesting as demand for Australian wines spread across the United States and much of Europe. As prices have fallen, however, the boom has crumbled. Australia now has vast reserves of cheap wine it can't sell. The so-called wine lake is estimated at about 100 million cases and will likely increase by 40% this year. Around the country, growers are abandoning the industry in large numbers. Graham McManus has ripped up his fruit trees in the southern state of Victoria after accepting a government grant of about $100,000 to help indebted farmers leave the land. McManus says he's extremely disappointed to be walking away from a once thriving business.
It's very heartbreaking, very hard. This time of year should be green out there now, and as you can see, it's just dirt. And there's a lump of dead vines. We took the money, we got out, we paid off our bills, got a job. That's all we can do at this stage. Can't do any more.
As prices tumble, those grape producers who decide to stay in business face the prospect of being paid less per tonne than it cost them to grow the crop. A strong Australian dollar has also damaged the lucrative export trade with the United States and Britain. Australia's competitors in New Zealand, California, Argentina and other South American nations are facing similar oversupply problems. Some industry experts say the solution lies in the wholesale removal of large areas of Australian vines. While another tough year looms for this troubled industry, Australian consumers are enjoying sharply falling prices, with retailers selling popular brands of Chardonnay and Cabernet Merlot for less than $2 a bottle. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.